I'll interview him.
Okay.
Do you have your driver's license with you?
Sure. Just a little go with the road. It's like maybe on the hood of a car, so we just so we don't. Oh.
We'll go out to the lake. We'll be all right.
So he died?
I don't know. I got here long after the fact and... Okay, it is October 13th at 9:50 in the evening. 2150 hours, and now I will interview. Excellent. Okay. Let me write this down. Do you live here, or do you live on Davenport in Las Vegas?
I live in Vegas. I come here to...
To visit? On business?
Yes, business.
What kind of business?
I sell diapers.
Excellent. This is a current address for you?
Yes. This is my license number and this is my social security number.
Excellent. Your phone number in
Vegas.
In Las Vegas. And are you visiting friends or family here?
Yes. And my
friends. Your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Is your driver's license back? Okay. If you'd be so kind then, Mr. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you were doing when you you saw the incident over on Florence?
Well, we come from
that would be Moore Park Road?
Yes. We come in Moore Park and we see a cab pass us really fast. We say, hey, something happened. So we come here in this avenue.
Uh-huh.
When when everything happened in that moment. So I see around 5-6 cabs jumping in the fence.
Jumping on the fence. Was it on the house on the left or the right of?
No, in the left.
On the left side?
In the left side.
And that is Montgomery is the street that goes down that way.
Yes.
So on the left of Montgomery.
Yes.
You saw five cops?
Around 5-6 cops is in the between the white house and the green house.
Okay.
Brown house.
Between the two houses?
Yes.
They went over the fence?
Yes. He jumped in the fence and I hear when say, pull the knife down.
Okay.
So I tell him, stop! I am that kind of person, try to help.
Right.
So I tell him, stop. Something happened there.
Hello. So you were driving by when you heard put the knife down?
Yeah, he's driving.
He was driving?
The passenger side.
Okay.
So that's why I hear that.
Yeah.
So I said, stop. So he turned around when I continually just pulled the knife down.
How many times?
Like 3-4 times in that moment.
Okay.
So, after 5 seconds, I don't see any cop because all the cops are jumping.
Okay.
Okay. So when his eyes help, pull over, parking lot. Let's see. So I see the old man Bill means coming. I ran to the house.
You saw the old man. What did he look like?
Around 60 years old.
60 years old?
Yeah. White hair.
Okay.
With something right here. I don't know, it's blood or something. I remember that.
So he had on a sweater, a white sweater.
Yes, a white sweater with something around here.
On a round circle?
Yes.
On the lower right-hand side of the sweater? Lower
I think
left
in
side.
The left side, I think so.
Okay, and it, you think it may be blood?
Yes. I don't know if you, what is that, I don't know.
Okay.
So I see him walking from that point to try to go in the house.
To the front door of the house?
Yes.
So you saw him come around?
Yes.
You saw him come around the right side of the house or the left side of the house?
He came from the left side.
From the left side is your place
we
in the house?
We can put this is the house.
Yeah,
okay?
That's the house.
So he came in from there. He walking with the knife.
Out? He had a knife out?
Yes.
Okay.
Over here.
In his right or left hand?
No, in the right hand.
In the right hand.
The right.
Okay.
The right hand. He walking like that. In that moment, his cops coming from the right side and behind him.
So he came out from the left side, had the knife in his hand.
He coming like this.
Uh-huh. To the front
over,
door.
Yes, to the front door.
And
over
the cops
here,
and the cops came from that side
from
of the house.
From that side and
the right side of the house.
And this side too.
And that side. So the both sides.
Yes.
How many from the right, how many from the left?
I think two from there is coming. One from the street.
One from the street.
Is two from the back.
Two from the back.
So the cop behind him, he hear him in the head. Tried to,
with a baton?
Yes. He tried to take it off the knife.
So one of the officers that came from behind him?
Yes.
On the left side
because
of the house?
Because the old man, he put attention at the cops in front.
And did they have their guns or their batons or anything out?
No, he came with guns.
Was
the
it
guns.
A shotgun or a small handgun?
No, it's small.
Handgun?
Yeah.
And they had him out?
Yes.
And they had him pointed?
Uh-huh.
Two officers.
Two officers, one from there.
One there?
Two coming behind.
Two from behind. And but one of the ones from behind hit him with the baton.
Yes. In the hand.
Okay.
But he didn't take it off the knife.
Okay.
So the guy, he tried to open the door.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if somebody, it's a cop, so somebody in the house.
Uh-huh.
Can't open it. Because I hear when put it back, you know, to try to close the door. Because he tried to open it, so I hear when boom, like that, because
so somebody slammed
inside,
it shut.
Somebody inside tried to close the door.
Okay.
The guys don't come in. So, I start to hear a lot. Put the knife down.
You heard the officers yell?
Yes. Yes.
Like how many times?
A lot.
10, 15 times?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And in that moment, the old man said, leave me alone, leave me alone. And he moved the knife like that.
Okay, he moved the knife back and forth in front
yes.
of his body? Like he was...
Well, the cops is like 5 feet from the old man.
5 feet in
yes.
distance? And
yes.
he was swinging the knife back
yeah,
and forth at him?
Leave me alone. So he walking, so all the cops is walking...
Towards
to
the cops.
Yes, it's, in that moment, it's like 8 cops around him. They pull the knife down.
8 cops, how many are in front of him?
All the ones people are around him.
All but one went?
Yes, well, everything is walking.
And the cops are backing up?
Yes.
And he's swinging the knife towards them?
Yes.
And he
said, leave me alone. In one moment, almost when he crossed the street, he put the knife down. When he crossed the street, the old man, he put the knife down.
To his side. He put the knife down to his side.
Leave me alone. He said that.
So they started in front of the house, and they kept backing up until they crossed the street.
Yes.
And once he crossed the street, he put the knife down to his side.
And the moment he crossed the street, like, you can see him, the old man, like, he's tired or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So he put the knife down.
Okay.
He crossed the street, and again, all they can say, pull the knife down. Pull the knife down.
Uh-huh.
And he walked into the next house.
He went into the house.
He tried to go in.
Oh, okay.
So in the moment he tried to go inside that house when everything happened, shot him.
That's when the officer shot him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and in that moment he stopped, he tried to, the cops say, hey, calm down and something like that, and he tried to go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when they shot him.
So did he get to the door before they shot him, or did he just start going into the...
I think everything happened here because I see him lay down. So...
He fell forward?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't think he touched the door.
Okay. How many times do you think they shot?
A lot? Yes.
Like more than 10? Okay.
10 to 15, 20.
10 to 15, 20. And how many cops were there when that happened?
Like 15. Around him, it's like 8.
Uh-huh.
But it's more cops. Because it's people, you know, like
right.
me, and more people try to...
Right.
Hey. But around here, like, eight.
Okay. All right.
And I see him lay down, so I don't see exactly, because
that's
I can't see exactly what happened. But I don't think he touched the door, because I think he lay down this way. He's dead now.
Okay.
So it's all what I see.
Very good.
After that, nothing else happened.
What happened when he fell down? What did the cops do next?
I hear the old man say something.
He said something when he fell to the ground?
Yes.
And what they said?
I don't hear exactly what he said, what the word he used, but I hear something he say.
Okay.
So one of the cops is jumping on him, and put his feet, like that.
Knee?
Yeah.
His foot or his
knee? No, his foot.
Put his foot on his
mm-hmm.
neck?
And he put a handcuffs.
And he handcuffed him?
Yeah.
And where was the knife when he fell? Did you see?
No.
You didn't see where the knife went? Okay. But when he was shot, he still had the knife in his hand, and it was down on his side.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And so they handcuffed him?
Yes.
And then what?
I believe he died, so I don't want to see that. Because I hear too many shots.
Right.
Honest, I said, it's not right. In that moment, I said, come on, you can do something else before you... You know, He's human, you
right.
know, so...
Well, we don't ever want to have to shoot people, that's for sure. Okay, so then what'd you do next after that?
I'm too young to help this guy, you know, because
did
I...
Did you go over to help
no.
him?
No.
Oh, you just wanted
no,
to help
no,
him?
Yes.
So you stayed in the
In that park? Moment, I'm like crazy, you know,
so you
I never see some...
Were you in your car the whole time waiting? Or did you ever get
out? Outside.
So when you parked the car, you got out of your car?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And about what time of the day do you think that happened?
I don't pay attention.
Okay. How long a time period before when you first saw them
mm-hmm.
at the house, and they walked across the street and all that?
Still only gonna...
How long? 5 minutes?
Yeah, around that.
About 5 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. What's the best way? Do you have a cell phone or anything to get a hold of you?
Yes.
What would be that number? That's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a pager or anything like that?
No.
Very good.
My cell and then always my...
And where do you work?
I work for myself.
You're self-employed?
Yes.
And you sell diapers?
Yes.
Do you sell them in...
In the swap meet.
At the swap meets?
Yes. Very good. I come in the weekend.
Good. Okay. Very good. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me go over your story so I make sure. Okay. You're driving up the street and you see a cop go by you. And you get to the house that's over on the, what would be the left side of Montgomery.
Yes.
And you see five cops going over the fence. On the right side?
Yeah.
On the left
the
side?
The left side.
They go over the fence on the left
side.
Try to jump over to the side.
In that moment is when I hear, put the knife down.
You hear them yelling, put the knife down. So you get over, they get over the fence, they yell, put the knife down. And then you see the guy, the old man, come out from the left side.
Yes, I don't know how.
Okay. But he came out from the left side. He was followed by like two officers.
Yes.
And two more officers came around this way. And one officer was on the street. And they had their guns out.
Yes.
And he has the knife out in front of him, pointing it towards the officers.
Yes.
And he's going back and forth with it, saying, you know, leave me alone, leave me alone. The officers are yelling, put the knife down, put the knife down. And they keep repeating that.
Yes.
He keeps walking towards them. They keep backing up, and they go across Montgomery.
Yes.
Okay? They get to the other house on the other side of Montgomery. He's up there. He puts his hand down to the side when he crosses the street.
Yes.
They keep yelling at him, put the knife down, put the knife down. He goes to walk towards the front door. That's when they fire.
Yes.
Okay. And then he says something when he falls to the ground. He mumbles something.
Yeah, I hear when he's in the ground, I hear he says, what he say, I don't know, because I am a little far.
Okay.
So I don't hear exactly what he say.
And then
I hear like three or four words he say.
One of the officers then puts his foot on his neck and handcuffs him.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't know where the knife went at?
No.
Very good.
I'll
All right.
You
Thank you very much. And it's 9:07 in the evening, and that'll end our interview. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.